last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast.
Sunless Citadel. I really want to call it the Gender Bended, but
that's not funny.
What it is at the moment yet. So I will go around the table first. I'm Kyle. I am your Dungeon Master. I will be running the game for everyone tonight. I have five wonderful players at my table. They are all working wonderful characters in the Sword Coast in Forgotten Realms worlds. So the person on my left will introduce next.
I'm Aaron. I'm playing the female cleric, Ysheria. That's all for me, for now.
Sorry, who does Ysheria worship?
I can't remember.
Is it...
It wasn't Pippa, no.
Payless?
Page? No.
Paylor?
Paylor.
Payless.
What? No, yeah, what? No, wasn't
no,
it Paylor?
It was Paylor.
The god of cheap footwear.
The
it was
god
definitely
of sales. No.
Bogo.
It was the god Paylor, because I remember I was in
right.
his church one time, and you said, you don't feel anything from the god you worship.
And you were like, no way,
I was
Jose.
Like, no, I do. And you're like,
actually.
No, you don't feel that.
And you're like, but I worship Paylor.
And you're like,
you
not good enough.
God of, you worship the god, your specific path as a cleric is the
good one. His best
are you,
path.
Or did you choose light or light?
Light.
Light. Alright, cool. So you'll be casting some fireballs down the road.
If I took it, yes, I will be.
Cool. What is Ysheria's last name?
Silverkin. Like Silverkin.
There we go.
I thought it was,
that'll come up.
I thought
that'll
it was like
up.
A mon.
Really
come on, brother.
Share.
Alright.
Sister.
Sister.
Oh my
sister.
God.
Sister. Weirdo.
Sisters.
Yeah.
You spent too long in the monastery.
All right, and who is next to Aaron?
Hello, I am Paige, and I am playing Oriana, who is a tiefling sorcerer.
Perfect. What type of sorcerer are you?
Wild magic.
You got it right on. Yeah, it's not like we didn't talk about that before we hit record.
I get it.
What's Oriana's last name?
Silverkin.
Well,
but technically not Silverkin because I'm the adopted slave.
She's a slave. She's our slave.
She says that, but she seems to do a lot of the ordering. All right, and next.
I'm Marie Claire, and I am playing Drayden Silverkin the Fox. I am a folk hero. I've saved many lives. I am known throughout the lands to protect the weak, to steal from the rich, give to the poor, rescue orphans, save old ladies and walk them across the street.
Oh.
Generally, and next to me is my...
What type of fighter are you playing?
Oh, I am probably going to be... Well, I don't have to choose that yet, so...
Ooh,
surprise, yes.
Based on your intelligence score, I'm going not an Eldritch Knight.
Not an Eldritch Knight, no.
I just realized.
No, I don't like spells. They scare me. Scare and confuse me. But next to me is my super bro.
Yeah, hold on one second.
I just realized
what?
Her last name's Silverkin the Fox. How old are you? Because you can be a silver fox if you really want to be.
No, it's Drayden the Fox Silverkin.
Yeah. I am. It's
the,
my
fox.
Nickname.
You should be a silver fox, though.
Not that any of you guys use it, even though I've asked you to.
That's true. Yeah.
We're pretty bad at that.
Yes.
What do you say?
I am the fox.
Did no one get that?
Yeah, I think he then goes, yip, 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 yip.
There you go.
Wait a second.
Right,
that doesn't exist in this realm.
That's
and
really funny.
Next to Drayden is...
I'm Juliana, and I'm... Sidork Silverkin, or half orc warlock, great one. Yeah.
You're the great one?
I worship the great one.
Oh, okay. You've got a pact with the great one.
Yeah.
Good.
Dad's really good.
What color is Sidork's hair?
Fire.
And next to, hey, who is this fire-headed person?
I'm Sydney, and I'm playing a half-elf monk named Torin Silverkin. I am a far traveler from my mother's homeland. She was an elf, and my father was human. I know. I resent the human half, as most half-elves do.
As we all.
As we all do.
I don't love father as much as my kin. But
shit, I'm also a half elf. Not to say that.
It's okay.
It's okay. Thanks, bro.
I follow the way of the Sun Soul as my monastic tradition.
Perfect.
And yeah, I know a lot of martial arts.
Eats weird things.
Eats weird things.
And eats weird things. That's true. As you may have already determined, all of these characters are all related. They are all. They've all been sired by the same gentleman. Anybody remember their dad's name?
Dominic.
Of course you remember. Dominic Silverkin. He is the ringmaster of the Silver and Stakes Circus, which has come to town. What town were we in? Anybody?
Who is writing stuff down?
The was lore it? Master would know, but before Juliana finds it out, let everybody know it was in Oakhurst.
Oakhurst.
You're in the town. You were all in the town of Oakhurst to set up the camp and set up the tents for the circus. All of you have chafed under the circus life and have craved an adventure or multiple adventures, depending on, you know, your personal tastes. Some people like more than one. You have found out that there is a dungeon that has surfaced nearby called the
Sunless Citadel.
Yeah, not always you, but that's good. Always you. It's just me and Juliana.
You'll find a straight A student in this room.
Please move on.
I like books, and paper, close pens.
So you approached father with your decision to go and explore the Sunless Citadel, save a couple of townsfolk that have journeyed in there, and see some of the mysteries that have been driving the people of Oakhurst mad. And what did dad say? Was he mad or happy?
He almost shoved us at the door.
I didn't get whipped.
I gave us stuff.
I don't know how many times we have to say this, but you're not actually a slave, regardless of what Sidork has led you to believe over the
years. Tell me.
Don't tell me.
So you identify as a slave?
I paid to do that.
I'd like to be chained up.
Not
that kind of money.
Presented you with a nice box. Box.
There was stuff in it.
Things, and I believe everybody got a specific thing.
Yep.
From dear old dad. I'm not just telling the listeners about this. I want to remind you all of these items because they may have some sort of effect and relevancy to the adventure at hand.
Spoiler alert.
That's called foreshadowing. I know no one uses that word anymore, but
I feel like all I got was this tube of A535 that heals wounds.
The tube of tiger bomb.
Is that what actually it says on the bottle?
I assume.
It just says ass and numbers.
And said, be off with you and enjoy your time in the Sunless Citadel. It was the
he
middle
just wanted
of the
to
day,
hook up.
Right? It was just after lunch and you'd had a filling. No, what time was it?
Dark.
Just before the show started in the evening.
Yeah, it was like 8 o'clock at night. So you walked the old road.
I feel like we lost a lot of money
into the night.
Because of that.
Yeah.
It was never ours in the first place. Dad doesn't give us a cut.
He just wanted to get, like, hook up with that
lady. You want to get some...
Carolyn.
Get some strange.
She was hot.
Yeah.
Get us out.
I tried.
Maybe we had a future sibling. Yashiria
and Sidork had made sure that the town, that lady
I'm sure
made her way free of charge to the circus that night just to be presented to Dominic. You guys are the worst of pimps. All right, so it's the middle of the night. You nonetheless leave. You got your light and torches out. You traveled down the road. You found the entrance to the ravine you believe contains the Sunless Citadel, and you made your way down to no ill effect.
Torin got hurt.
Yeah, no.
I got hurt bad.
We had a couple separated shoulders on the fall.
We split the party.
We climbed down like idiots and split the party and then got attacked by twig blights in the upper area.
Oh, yeah,
and
that was
goblins
first.
Goblins in the lower area.
And I snakes. Took care of those twigs.
Why does it always have to be snakes?
And we found out Oriana sucks at sorcery.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The ice rocket.
Shot up to the fireworks.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the group split up rather in an unfortunate way, teaching themselves maybe a very, very important lesson, but did recover themselves on the first tier down into the fortress level of the Sunless Citadel, where there is a switchback set of stairs that you worked your way down to before you finally presented yourselves to the Sunless Citadel itself. Presented yourselves, like, here we are, take me, Sunless Citadel.
I feel like we're obviously showing it, like, our butt, because that's where the sun don't shine.
Yeah, this is my Sunless Citadel.
My body's a temple.
It's definitely sunless. Yeah.
Your body's not a temple, my body's a temple.
It's green.
Oh, it's a green temple?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you made your way up to the entrance of the Sunless Citadel. It was a little like a former garrison. It turned into a courtyard sort of thing. The towering battlements of the citadel itself have been reduced to like 5-foot climbovers, and rubble lies everywhere around this tower, lurching out of the darkness, and except for one path leading into it. And so you merrily began to charge forward towards the only
we started
racing.
No, Sidork challenged me to a race, and I totally won, for the pit trap.
You could
That's
not.
Right.
Yeah.
You could not have done
you
any
could not
better
my,
than if I could.
I am very fast.
So
and
you,
loud.
Going
you
into traps.
Going forward, Drayden, Sidork, and...
Torrin forward as
Torrin
well.
Fell.
And
I didn't fall in.
Wrecked myself.
However, a couple of them fell in, but Torrin already hurt from the... From the twig
from the fall, from the
from
rope.
Before.
Baby
no, I wrecked the twig
group?
Blights.
But I fell down the rope
down
right after.
I don't know.
They'll probably
you
get
fell
the
rope.
Easy climb down got me.
And the end of the end result. So Torrin fell and almost died from a giant rat bite that was lurking in the bottom of this pit trap.
Technically, I was dead for 5 seconds.
Yes.
Technically. We lost you for a bit.
Which we will come back to in a mere moment. But who did somebody climb down and save save Torrin?
Blew the door open.
That's right. Wait, didn't it hit someone? So what spell
it hit
did you
me
cast
in the head.
It was one that opened doors and windows
I thought
and
it
stuff.
Was, yeah. Was it thaumaturgy?
It was a thaumaturgy.
Yep. There we go.
But
yes,
I don't
the most wonderful use of thaumaturgy I've ever seen, where she flung open the pit trap. On a beautiful roll and earned herself a story mote as a result.
I did.
We'll get to story motes in a moment. That allowed Yashiria, right, to...
I brought him back.
What spell did you cast?
What did I use?
Was it Spare the Dying?
It was Spare the Dying.
Wow. Right,
fancy
Sparing the Dying. Torrin.
The Dying Spared.
Right. So before we begin the game, I have a special something for Torrin. So,
yay for almost dying.
Almost.
Roll better.
I did die. For 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You did die.
I saw the light, but then I came back.
Not quite. So you were at peace. You were surrounded in a temple of the Sun Soul. And there are hundreds of other monks, old and young, all at rest in a yogi pose of varying types. And they are all at peace or searching for perfect inner peace. And most of them have, you believe, found it. There is a light shining brightly from their eyes. It is an old monastery, and you are struggling yourself to find that inner peace. You're struggling to come, you know, to accept all of the travails that have brought you low in this moment, and accept the fact that your loved ones and friends are gone. And you spend what feels like hours, days, trying to find the right pose for you. And what happens is that every time you go to find the right pose, warrior pose, you know, cat pose, I don't know what they're called. I don't do yoga, but nonetheless, you're finding
downward
the right
facing
pose.
Dog.
Downward facing dog. It doesn't matter. Light from a window catches you in your eye and you have to like turn your head. You flinch and you blink. And it breaks you from the moment. And it keeps flashing at you. And eventually, all of the walls are just windows. And every single one of those windows is a light that is shining in your eyes. And say, and the light starts saying to you,
"Heroes never die."
I was like, who is this magical woman?
Yes.
When I wake up, I'm like, oh, it's my sister.
It's you.
Your eyes open, you lock for a moment, but for a second, it wasn't just Yashiria. There was a, you could see it was her face, but it was a godly face. The eyes shone the same way that those monks of the Sun Soul did. The, all of the blemishes that are wrought heavily upon Yashiri's marred physic were
puberty was not kind to her.
No, not at
yeah.
She was in the circus as a beards lady.
For a while.
For the listeners, this has not been proven by any factual means whatsoever.
This is not canon. Not a canon backstory.
She's a long list of happily sated lovers. Nonetheless, that all of those perfections blur away to being Yashiria's face, and there was a masculinity there too that is now striking in her femininity. But you believe that Paylor himself has had a hand in your resurrection. So, with that...
Cool. He's now going to be puppet.
I just have to say, Aaron, heroes never die. That was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
That was so good.
As I see Shiria leaning and touching Torin's body, I scream, "Torin!"
Yes.
Dramatically. Because
so
I can't be quiet.
One of the pitfalls of one of the perks of this game that we're playing is that none of this is happening right now. This is not a real present moment game. All of this that you guys are performing and acting is all a tale that is being told by a grizzled old veteran in the Yawning Portal. And so we go back at the start of every game, we'll go back to the Yawning Portal where that person will reintroduce the next chapter of the tale. So he says, "You could imagine how it might all go downhill from here. Split a party almost the moment they left the road. Didn't realize they probably should investigate around them for traps. And almost lost poor Torin to a giant rat. But that didn't stop this courageous little family. Yashiria leapt to spare Torin from dying, crying out,
'Heroes never die.'
And Torin, who had started the path to what gods he worshipped, was pulled violently back into his body." And now,
Torin!
And now, let us peek into the adventure itself. As Torin regains consciousness in the pit, the scent of refuse and dying rats suffusing the air, and the entrance to the citadel itself, mere feet away from the party. Now,
Torin!
I has lost something in repetition.
I can't.
Torin!
Hush, brothers.
Okay, brother?
I hear you, brothers. Hush. I've been dead.
Grab my hand.
I need
climb out of the trap.
Thank you, brother. I will take your hand.
Can you please not run forth next time?
No more races, bro.
No more dares.
I think maybe we should be more careful and check our surrounding before we move forward and touch things.
But you like to touch things.
I want to touch the door.
You cannot touch the door.
Can I be first?
Yes.
You do whatever you want, brother.
We should do a magic check. Perception 5.
I know nothing. Oh, wait, hey, I'm actually okay at that. I'm going to do that.
I'll remind everyone that you
good
are
at perception.
All hurt. Mm. And Torin has exactly 0 hit points.
Right.
So Torin actually can't climb out all on
I
his own.
I have 10 right now.
How did
actually.
You get back up to 10?
I'm not hurt.
Because, yeah, I thought
yeah,
we took a sleep.
That hasn't happened yet. So if we're doing the long rest now...
Oh, I already rolled for it, but...
I will accept that roll for the sake of it.
Thank God.
I think we were going to do a short rest.
Yeah. No, I believe it needed to be a long one.
Yeah, I thought we had to do a long rest.
Everyone was really hurt. Like, all right. I have 3.
I'm going to look around for a good place to chill for a long rest.
And I need to cook my rat sack.
Okay.
You spend the next 8 hours here, or slightly
I'm
going to
tidy
up
the place.
Right, because we wanted to rest... in the rat pit.
Yeah, no, I don't think you did that.
And then you advised
it.
To exit.
Exit the rat pit. Yeah, I hope everyone
and probably
out.
Close the door.
Yeah.
So that's what
thank
you do.
You, Slayer.
You actually go back up the path a ways. You rest there for 8 hours, the exact length of a long rest. Everyone has regained their hit die that they had, and they have all of your hit points are back up to full. There is actually no need to roll for your hit points for a long rest. But this is already done. So now we are once again standing before the now closed and locked pit trap before the entrance.
I feel like we should knock.
That seems polite. Dad would be proud.
Okay. You walk up to the heavy, solid oaken door, and you bang upon it with your metal gauntlet. Conk, conk, conk. I like conk better than actually rapping on the table. Conk, conk, conk.
It should be cronk.
You need to fix those gauntlets. That's making a weird noise.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm not the smartest person in our family.
I just have
a lot of muscles, yeah. And I can, you know, get shit done. But
I have good perception.
Plus all right, four. Cool.
I'll
look at you.
It looks like nobody's home. Let's open it up.
Yes. So as you bang heavily and repeatedly upon the door, it budges open as it is not properly secured. It does only open a few inches, but after waiting a few moments, no sounds arouse anyone's attention with your passive perception scores that you have. And the door is pushed open the rest of the way by Drayden. This circular area is cobbled with cracked granite, upon which sprawl the bodies of four goblins, apparently slain in combat, no doubt did not respond to your knocking. One corpse stands with his back against the western wall, the spear that killed him still skewering it and holding it upright. Three wooden doors lead from this area. The hollow tower of loose masonry reaches 30 feet into the air, but the intervening floors and stairs are gone, except for a couple of crumbled ledges. So you're in a large cone that stretches up. There's nothing above you, 30 feet, and then there's blank nothingness out of the ravine. You can dimly see stars way up in the night sky, but you're shrouded in the confines of the ravine, so you're only seeing directly above you. Two of the goblins are female, two of the goblins are male. The one skewered on the wall is a guy. You can roll me a medicine check if you'd like to determine how recently they perished.
Oh, good.
Anyone make yourself.
Ooh, natural 20. 22.
23.
20.
Well, you're better than me because you're smart.
Yeah. 23.
And, okay, so the three of you go forward and inspect these goblins, picking different ones at random, and your investigation reveals that the four goblins have been dead for quite some time. Rats have even gnawed upon their dead remains instead of formerly living ones. The bodies have been looted. They carry no wealth upon them. As you investigate Drayden, the one hanging upon the wall, you remove the spear that holds it. The spear breaks as you do so, not along the haft, but the tip itself. And as the body of the goblin falls heavily to its knees and forward onto its face, you see revealed upon the wall behind you, painted in red, this draconic rune. Does anyone speak draconic?
Nope.
And no one knows what it means.
Fancy writing.
I'm going to attempt to redraw it on a piece of paper.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can attempt that. I'll just take a regular intelligence check, difficulty 8, for you to do so. Now, the other three of you, what are the other two of you, what are you doing whilst the rest of the group explores the box?
Can I try to draw too?
Yes.
Did you get assistance? Is that you
no,
needed assistance?
No, I'm not so good.
Did you actually have paper and a charcoal stylus?
I don't.
Or were you trying to draw in saliva on your forearm?
In blood. I have a scrap of deed paper.
Oh yeah, you have the
deed to a random piece of land.
Yeah,
so we
you're
can draw it
on
the map.
That.
Yeah. And I have.
All right, so one of you copies it out. You write out the symbol. So what are you doing, Oriana, while all this is going on?
I am searching for a passage to continue our journey.
Okay, yes, you have found them. There is the door you entered and two other doors. Each of these doors is situated in a strange and peculiar way. Can you just make a wisdom check for me? You can add survival to that if you have it. If you don't, then don't worry, just roll a wisdom check.
I do not.
I would like to help Oriana.
Yeah, and you're looking for, you know, ingresses and egresses? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you can now... Do you have survival?
Actually? Yes.
So how about instead of Oriana rolling, we have you roll with advantage? Because when you assist somebody... Perfect. We'll just count that as the first die roll. The other one will take whatever higher is. Yeah, we're going to take the 12. What's your bonus with survival?
Plus 5.
So we have a 17 total. That's more than sufficient. The number of the doors that lead in and out bespeak that perhaps there is... or should be another door. So you found the one you went in. There is one to the north. It is closed. And the one to the west, it is also closed as well. So there's north and west. Then there's another location area that you would think should be or have a door. But you can't figure out exactly what's going on with that. But if you draw the rest of the group's attention to where you think might be a secret door, perhaps, or something that should be a door there, because based on your knowledge of castles or whatever, not that the two of you know too much, you might be able to figure this out.
It feels like we are missing a rogue from our party.
Yeah. Drayden says to himself before volunteering to maybe everyone roll a perception check after Oriana yes. and Torin bring out...
I'll start the, feeling the wall where
sure,
the
absolutely. You
door should be.
Well, and actually, if I... To use thaumaturgy to open the doors, do I need to know that there's a door
yeah,
there?
Yeah, you'd need to know exactly what you'd need to do to open the door.
Okay.
Natural 20 plus 5.
What? Okay.
You fill it up.
Before you have a chance to even be like, I can use thaumaturgy if we know where the handle was.
Click.
Torin's like, the handle's right here. And, of course, this door... immediately makes itself visible to you. You perceive it from a different angle or whatnot, and the door is slightly out of alignment of the rest of the building, but nonetheless you have found this secret door in this what used to be a tower. Part of the Sunless Citadel.
Everyone, I found the door. Come quickly.
And I can tell you right now that the door opens by way of a masonry block that also serves as a lever, which you could push on the left side or pulled from the right to open or close the door.
We should mark it so we always know where it is.
Actually, once Torin points it out, everyone immediately sees, oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And not everyone like, knows we don't that have that to particular scrape masonry it block can be done.
I was just wondering, the room that we're in, is it fairly dusty?
Yes, it is not
my
dusty
allergies
at
act up.
All. There is no real
you
dust
start
in
licking
this area.
The dust.
It seems to be a very well-traveled area.
Not dust. Even in the corners? Like,
well, in as much as there would be the
claim?
Normal amount of dust.
I'm just wondering, like, how traveled this area is, i.e. how many, like, bad guys or good guys are tromping through here on a regular basis. Because even, like, the normal entryway of the big... tent that we perform in always gets dusty as foot traffic comes through, and you can definitely see the amount of people that walk through it.
Dad always keeps me in the back.
I think as an indicator, these goblins have been dead a while, and there has been no alarm sounded as to their demise, and therefore that tells me that no one's walked through recently.
Yeah, that'd be true. And then a lady walks in with a group of like 40 people and they're all taking pictures and she's like, and to the left, you'll see the tower. The former tower of the Sunless Citadel. Actually, no. It's a well-traveled area, but there is dust and mold and creep
yeah.
in the corners. It isn't like, there isn't a groundskeeper or a housekeeper.
Yeah.
There are no house elves cleaning up this place.
Or gelatinous cubes to pick up all the dirt.
There's
I get
no,
it.
There's no room.
I mean, the house elf could, could be a creature and he doesn't give a shit about cleaning the house. But that's not the case here in this instance.
My cat doesn't
it's
look at
it's just it's there aren't any visible paths, as it were.
Okay.
Okay.
And like the dust around the hidden door.
Yeah, that is not a well traveled area.
Okay.
Again,
so,
and it was closed and in a specific way. You can all make a survival check. Actually, no, investigation, please.
And
5
seven.
Holy
Yashiria continues to keep up with the exceptional rolling I expect.
14.
Perfect. What are you getting from people?
Games.
What did you get, Torin?
4.
Wow. You
7.
10.
Yeah.
You guys are all perfect at survival. The
yeah, no, I'm good at survival.
Phenomenal.
Investigation,
right.
not so,
so
much.
You recognize yes, our Oriana recognizes that this location has not been played with or touched or used or fondled or cajoled.
Groped.
Probably
this sounds so familiar.
Since the Sun Citadel fell.
You would know as a slave.
No one has had their way with this erection of the town.
Except for now.
Yes, you yourself may handle the masonry of this spot, maneuvering it left or right as you will. However,
feel like we should be careful because of lessons
I think
learned
we should,
previously.
Yeah. Cautiously things pull the lever slowly and be ready to jump back.
Oh, that's good.
19.
Yeah.
19. So as you're maneuvering it, you see as you twist it one way that this extremely sharp needle starts to go slow. Like as you turn it, it slowly comes out of the masonry block. And as you turn it back, it slowly goes, it's literally turning, it goes out, oh, it goes back. Oh, it goes out, it goes back. And if you had
just the tip.
Pulled it quickly, you would have it would have poked you, not in the gut. It's just a little needle. It would have stabbed you in the thumb.
Perhaps poison.
Perhaps, but sleeping. I don't know anyone in this.
Or a super potion.
A super potion? Yes.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, totally. Turning you into a Sunless Citadel.
Yeah. Oh, the dream.
The dream.
There's a couple of things you can do. What would you like to do?
Am I able to open it slowly without poking
Absolutely.
Myself?
Absolutely.
Let's go with option A.
All right, you open it slowly. And when it finally turns from the 45 degrees it's at all the way up to the 90, and it clicks into place, there is a puff of old dust. You open the door, and you reveal a pocket chamber that is cold and damp. And there are skeletons of three long-dead archers slumped against rubble-filled arrow slits along the east and south wall of this 20 by 20 foot space. There are three skeletons in this room, this secret room with arrow slits on the walls, and one of them is completely blocked by the rubble from outside. The other still shines dimly into, or shines, you can see dimly into the ravine that this citadel lies in.
So they face the citadel, like entrance?
Yeah, you're in a tower, and this seems to be like a pocket area where, like an archer's pocket for guarding the citadel.
Polly Pocket.
What?
Something like that.
Polly Pocket?
Yeah, it's a Polly Pocket. It's a hot pocket.
It's a hot pocket. Archer slit.
I could go with one.
Yeah,
archer
pocket.
Slit.
I could go with a hot pocket right there.
Don't warm it too much.
Is it a pepperoni?
All right. It is neither of those things. It is a dusty, dank, skeleton-ridden room.
That Oriana
has successfully discovered with the help of Tor.
Who wants to go in first?
I would like to investigate cautiously.
Okay.
You've got me before. Keeping
my eyes peeled for any trapdoors and or ropes.
Torin's going to enter the room?
Okay. Yes.
And anybody else going to enter the room as well?
I will
enter first.
Well, I believe that Torin has the jump on you.
Yeah.
Having said, I'm going to go in the room.
I trip you as you try to get past me.
So the two of you get stuck in the doorway. Now, these skeletons are not true figurines. One of them has a shield strapped to his arm. The other ones are carrying bows. They actually have full quivers full of arrows as well. As the two of you fight to gain entrance into the room, the skeletons clamber to their feet, and I would love it if everyone would please roll initiative.
Holy shit.
Look what you did. Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oriana definitely is
not
going
first.
Last.
What is that?
So,
I know.
First place loser.
I am a 14.
No wonder I was thinking 15. Slave.
Or sorry, 17.
Torin?
17.
You went first?
Yashiria?
13.
Vigeria.
Vigeria. That'll help me.
I really
remember.
Like that. Yeah, that's all.
Vigeria.
Vigeria.
Who got
and
a 2?
Skeleton.
You did.
Oh, I got a 2. I thought I got a 1.
Well, you're probably still. You're lucky you rolled that on this and
first
not
the worst, second best.
An attack.
Yeah. At least it's this and not an attack. Now you'll just roll all the 20s.
All the 20s.
So, I am not going to be horrible and rude and force this all to be a surprise round. I will instead, as they clamber to their feet, all of you prepare weapons and or your fists, as it were, and prepare, or spells, to attack. So, the top of the order is Torin and then Sidork this round, then it'll be reversed next time. So, Torin, what would you like to do?
Okay. I would like to use my sickle and attack the left skeleton.
Sure.
Closest to me.
The one that's closest to you? Absolutely.
With a slashing attack across its abdomen.
Roll it. Roll your attack. Remember, you could roll your unarmed strike at the same time. You would
correct.
With your sickle, so you'll roll 2d20s just to save one time.
Okay, so let's say 14 slashing with the sickle.
Yeah.
And then 15 for my unarmed.
Should be higher than plus 2, but okay. I will accept both.
Oh, wait,
of those
plus 2 plus
hits.
My dex. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Plus
so
5,
both
18.
Of those are hits. You have successfully okay. struck this skeleton twice. Please roll damage. While you're doing that.
My turn?
Sidork, what is your action?
I am.
Following Sidork will be Drayton.
I'm going to chill touch the one.
Is that a ranged attack or a touch attack?
I don't know.
You want to look that up while she's giving me her damage total?
Okay, 5 slashing damage.
Yep.
And 2 from my martial arts punch.
Cool. So that's bludgeoning damage, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you did a total of a brutal amount of damage. Your foot crushes the rib cage of the skeleton, but does not take it down. You rip a ton of bones away from your foot. The bludgeoning impact of it seems to have done some pretty reprehensible damage to the skeleton. Your sickle, when you slash at it, does just a normal, regular amount of damage.
So it's range.
It's ranged, and yep. The range, of course, is left. Is, so you're only going to attack the one there on
to the
right?
Yep.
Okay.
What do you say? Because you're like...
Cat. Cold!
He's very charismatic, just not very bright.
He's a man of many words.
14,
many short words.
And then do I add anything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
plus
should
5?
Be adding your charisma and your proficiency bonus to
19.
19 is definitely a hit. What do you do for damage?
D8.
It's necrotic damage, isn't it?
4.
Perfect. So that was Sidork. It is now Drayden's turn, followed by Yashiria. Drayden, what would you like to do?
I reach back behind my shoulder,
yep.
my pauldron,
yep.
whip out my warhammer.
Yep, you whip it out.
It has a good amount of reach, two-handed.
Okay.
I'm gonna.
It doesn't have that much.
It's like, no, I know. Okay. I'm gonna charge
Earthy.
Through my two brothers and
yep.
my brother and my sister, trying to like.
Come
jam into
them.
The room.
Yeah, come between them with your warhammer.
Run through and hit the farthest one.
Sure, with the shield. Okay.
With the shield. Swinging over my head. Trying to whack it like a whack-a-mole.
Sure, with a great resounding crash.
With a great resounding crash.
Roll your strike.
Like your favorite game at the circus.
That would be a 15.
That is not a hit.
Ooh, jeez.
Bounces resoundingly off the shield. And clangs away. You almost lose your grip on your warhammer, but you remembered to tie the leather thong around your wrist like it was a Wii U nunchuck, and ensured that you did not lose your grip on it.
Awesome.
That
good job.
Turns us over to Yashiria, followed by the skeletons.
Almost.
All right, I'm gonna charge forward.
Charge as well. Okay. Yeah.
Charge forward with my mighty warhammer.
Warhammer, yes. Aren't you right there already?
I'm going to go to the one with the shield.
You're going
to
go attack shieldy
I'm
as well?
Okay. Attack shieldy with you over there.
Cool. All right, so attack them with your warhammer too?
With my warhammer.
Okay, so this is, you're just like, whoa.
Double warhammer.
Drayden looks, I'm going to copy what Drayden's doing. Do you do the exact same like overhead strike too?
No, I'm going to do a cleaving strike from the side because Drayden did it wrong.
Yeah, Drayden definitely did it wrong.
Almost
lost.
It's not the first time. So low. Are you sick?
Cold.
Do you say anything as you
cold?
Time to die.
Dr. Odwar or
heroes.
Time to smash your head in with my new hammer.
Yeah. That is a hit. Definitively a hit with a natural 19.
Wow.
You have
awesome.
Hit the resounding bludgeoning warhammer.
8 damage.
Dad always fixed whack-a-mole anyways.
The one with the shield, it tries to ineffectively raise its shield, but because its shoulder was dislocated by the attack, doing no damage, but by the attack of your brother Drayden, the shoulder was down, and as you came in, you hit it right across the clavicle and the shoulder, and you have literally taken off both shoulders, all of the upper ribs, and all of the neck bones
awesome.
That were holding it up. The
Go
head
sister.
Falls into the chest cavity and rattles around there as the skeleton does a little happy dance and falls to the ground in a pile of bones.
Happy death dance.
Good job.
You have killed one of them. The other two stand, they've already been standing up. The other two then, with their arrows, attempt to, there we go, perfect. The one on my left will, both of them will now attack Torin. I have a natural 18 and a 5, so I believe I only hit once, so you take 5 damage.
Don't die again.
Halfway there.
Why do you like to die?
The skeletons are done. It is now Oriana's turn, followed by Sidor.
Awesome.
Oriana, what would you like to do?
How close are they together?
They are 15 feet apart.
So if I used Acid Splash, I could get both of them?
I don't think you can get both of them.
I think maybe you'd even hit.
But you would definitely get Torin.
Yeah.
If you did that.
Even if I yelled duck?
Yeah, even if you yelled duck.
Even if you said no!
If you yelled duck, you may very well just get Torin.
Especially with how my spells have gone lately.
Because who knows, Torin may really
acid
like
splash
duck.
Yourself.
I'd be like, young duck!
Oh, yeah.
Where?
So. You could definitely angle yourself to get one of them with
it's
acid
better
splash.
Better than rat sack.
Acid splash is just one of your cantrips, so you can easily just whip that out.
Well, or my other option is Ray of Frost.
That's perfectly acceptable as well.
I'll use Ray of Frost on this one.
Okay, yeah.
Because he's in my line of sight.
I was thinking I should have done, like, Mr. Freeze.
There, you freeze. What does it sound like when you cast Ray of Frost? That is literally what your sorceress says when she casts
the way
you
worded it.
I have a problem with that. That's perfectly awesome.
She's like Ian McGregor and when he was Obi-Wan, when he was like, you got to start going.
Otherwise, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But the way you worded it, you asked me what the sound of the spell was.
Yeah, sorry. You're right. I'm not contesting.
She's a slave. She's not.
Yeah, not.
And I yell, for freedom!
And we're half-half.
Okay, William Wallace.
What I mean in that is when you cast the spell, I have no problem if the somatic or the verbal component is
for freedom.
Wow. For freedom.
Okay, no, Sydney's out of the group. Sydney's out.
Wow.
You mean Torin?
Sidor, yours wasn't much better.
Dad doesn't like you.
He needs to die.
At least
so,
mine was clever,
right back
brother.
To the moment here.
Something
okay.
you don't
yeah.
understand.
Do you have the words of the spell, or is that
yeah,
something
I
you
do.
Want to come 16 up with over time?
Charisma.
I would like to choose the letter and come up with it over time.
All right. Yes. Perfect. So
because all I can think of expialidocious.
That's
fine too.
This
I dig
blast
it.
Blast of frigid cold air erupts from your fingertips, streaking towards the skeleton. Roll your to hit.
15.
That is assuredly a hit.
With something
I do believe it does a D8 damage. I'm not too sure off the top of my head. So roll your D8 damage and tell me what you got for lefty there.
4, and then does it
perfect.
Include something?
That is the whole entirety of that. However, one of the element of the great things about that spell is that it slows their movement in a given turn by 10 feet. So that was Oriana's turn. We're back up at the top of the round again, and it is now Sidor, followed by Torin.
I'm going to chill touch again.
Okay, again. Can you please cast the spell? No, cast it.
You say what you're going to say.
Chill!
That is different from last time. I like it. Okay.
21.
21 to hit is definitely a hit.
One.
Sweet.
I only said chill, not cold this time.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. Cold, you might have done
yeah, if I said cold, I probably would better, like, but chill was just like...
Defrost.
So just to be clear, chill touch isn't actually cold, nor is it chilling. It's necrotic damage of like an otherworldly... power.
Yeah, it's like,
so like it makes that
graveyard
creepy.
Shivers. Yeah,
yeah,
it's like
exactly.
A creepy
it's
hand
like, oh,
grows.
What color is this necrotic damage?
It's yellow and purpley.
Yeah, oh,
ew.
Gross.
Oh,
like sickly.
Those colors don't go together.
Yeah, see, my lightning's gonna have some purple in it too. I just have it.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, yellow
and
purple.
Aren't they across each other in the color wheel?
Yeah, they're disgusting. It's disgusting. All right, and...
necrotic,
and
even.
Cold damage, so they're very, very
like a gross bruise.
In their effect, even though
like
they
a paintball
both
bruise.
Do a D8 damage. All right, so that was Sidork ineffectively chilling the target. It is now Torin's turn.
All right, after the skeleton hits me back,
okay, number two,
I turn and slice with my sickle right up... the pelvic area and try to just sever it in half.
Yeah.
As well as aiming a flying roundhouse kick at its head.
The whirling dervish that is.
Flexible.
I believe your color is going to make your rolls ineffective, but we'll see what happens here.
What did I say?
I got a
up.
One.
Yeah, on the roundhouse.
Kicked herself in the head.
The other roundhouse was a one, and
the other one is a 16.
Yeah, so the sickle, that
well,
you know how to do. No. That is a normal monk-taught maneuver. But there, the way of the sun soul, higher levels stuff, you're still imbued with having watched all these guys for the last couple of months. You're like, I can do that too. But you're not used to the weight of your corporeal form. And you do this flip kick launch spinning roundhouse. That looks like Homer Simpson trying to scrub his back.
Raise your glass and drink with the enemy. Raise your glass and sing with the enemy. And I'm not gonna do this on my own. And raise your glass and toast to the enemy. Raise your glass and sing to the enemy. And I'm not gonna do this on my own.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.